From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi says the operation to retake Mosul from the Islamic State group is going much faster than expected. He spoke in Paris, where foreign ministers from Western and Middle Eastern nations have been meeting to discuss how to restore peace and stability once the Islamic State group is ousted from Mosul. Meanwhile, the Pentagon announced that a U.S. service member was killed by an explosion in northern Iraq, but it was unclear if the incident was linked to the Mosul operation. The United Nations says it has received the green light from Russia, the Syrian government, and armed opposition fighters to evacuate sick and wounded from Aleppo. Lisa Schlein reports.
UN Special Advisor Jan Egeland says he hopes urgent medical evacuations from the besieged city will begin on Friday.
These will be evacuations of critically wounded or sick people.
Egeland says the UN has received assurances from all the warring factions that the medical evacuations can proceed safely. However, he says the UN is still seeking permission to bring food and medical supplies into eastern Aleppo, whose 275,000 inhabitants have received no humanitarian assistance since July. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
U.S. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter has strongly condemned the failed ballistic missile launch in North Korea. North Korea conducted an intermediate-range ballistic missile test Thursday shortly after the U.S. and South Korea wrapped up high-level security talks in Washington. The test failed. U.S. and South Korean officials met Wednesday and Thursday in Washington for their annual security and alliance talks. This is VOA News.